Not only that, but imagine your influencer could connect individually one-to-one with each one of your followers and customers. There's no way a human influencer would be able to store all the data about all your customers and reference it organically in interactions without using a CRM or some sort of manual method that detracts, I think, from the overall experience. And with an AI influencer, every engagement can be instantaneously personalized and incorporate details from the user's life or digital trail or previous conversations. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back on track with our Marketing Futurism series, coming at you with part two today. We're going to talk about what the future of AI-generated content and virtual entities looks like. So by virtual entities, I mean maybe virtual influencers or virtual assistants that work for your brand or virtual brand ambassadors, maybe. I think we are definitely heading towards a future in which we interact with numerous virtual entities every day. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about at least ideate about a few different marketing concepts and what they may look like in the future. One is influencers. We're going to take a look at what influencers may look like in the future with AI-generated influencers. Then we'll segue that into AI-powered brand personalities. And lastly, we'll touch on one of my favorite topics to cover. And if you listen to the show, you probably realize it by now, and that is virtual experiences or some sort of XR experience, which we talked about in part one when we were discussing hyper-personalization. But I think it also applies here when we talk about virtual entities and AI-generated content. So let's go ahead and get into it, starting with influencers. So when you think of an influencer today, I'm thinking of someone with an engaging personality, with a good following online, but who more specifically and more importantly can create their own content and engage with audiences representing your brand with their own vibe and personality. Now imagine the same thing, except your influencer doesn't have to sleep or eat, and it just works 24/7 to engage for your brand. I think that's what our marketing influencers of the future will likely look like on this road to some future where artificial intelligence has maybe done away with the need for any marketing at all. Not only that, but imagine your influencer could connect individually one-to-one with each one of your followers and customers. There's no way a human influencer would be able to store all the data about all your customers and reference it organically in interactions without using a CRM or some sort of manual method that detracts, I think, from the overall experience. And with an AI influencer, every engagement can be instantaneously personalized and incorporate details from the user's life or digital trail or previous conversations. Beyond that, the personality of your AI influencer can actually develop over time based on how users and followers are interacting. For instance, if you are a fashion influencer or if you have an AI agent acting as a fashion influencer for you and they start to notice more comments and more trends about sustainability in fashion and retail, they can autonomously start including more references to sustainability without direction from your marketing department and with more accuracy and probably earlier detection than a human influencer would as far as trend detection goes. Now let's shift a little bit from talking about a traditional influencer who was maybe a third party outside of your brand or outside of your organization that you hired to do social media influencing or organic engagement. And let's talk about internally having an agent, or if you were to have an internal employee, you can do it like that. Like I like to say on the show, maybe a mascot that embodies your brand. Let's talk about AI-powered brand personalities. So this would be an AI agent that entirely embodies your brand's voice and values. Not only that, it does so across a variety of platforms, omnichannel, enabling you to provide a consistent brand experience to your prospects and customers and that clearly impresses your brand values and offering on those prospects. For example, you basically just hired a personal shopping assistant for every one of your customers. If we were to continue with our fashion example through here, perhaps your agent can help plan or procure your outfits based on, I don't know, what's happening in the near future and in the coming months as far as events or weather, but also on your goals or your mood or your health. Anything that it happens to be able to read as data, but also maybe your goals or your mood or your health, maybe the goals that you happen to be working towards at that time in your life. And one thing that an AI brand ambassador will be able to do significantly better, well, maybe not better, but at least much faster, is learn from itself and improve based on every single interaction it has. It can improve its understanding of your customers, of your ideal customer profile, continuously improving the accuracy and usefulness of its information that it shares and the interactions it has with your customers. And then lastly, my favorite, let's talk about what virtual experiences could look like in the future. And yes, I know we've talked about it before on this show, but I think I have a couple more examples that would be pretty cool. We talked about the typical applications that you would probably see in this virtual or augmented reality future, like personalized showrooms with different products that you can engage with or interact with via augmented reality. But what about like an entirely virtual concert or an entirely virtual festival in the future, where we have near super intelligence at our disposal? The entire event, from logistics to budget to booking the actual talent, if not creating the actual music, can be done autonomously via AI. In the case of like a music festival, for instance, you could do some really crazy things with some real-time musicians or some dynamically created musicians who are generating AI music that's being created entirely autonomously. If you need to do like product education, a virtual or augmented product demonstration or educational experience would be a great idea. Imagine walking through Home Depot and you're shopping for materials needed for, I don't know, to repair your deck or something. There are some deck repairs going on here at the AI Marketing Navigator headquarters. Speaking of which, we are back in the headquarters today. You likely noticed, or maybe you didn't, but you may have noticed if you're watching on video. And hopefully we'll be here for the foreseeable future. I won't need to make any unplanned road trips. Anyway, maybe you need to rebuild a deck. And forget about just buying the boards. You could literally walk through the entire process of actually building with those boards with a product rep, with a trained employee or a Home Depot employee, to continue with our Home Depot example. And you can go home having already practiced or basically studied the project that you need to do. I know that would help me in a lot of cases, whether we're talking about home improvement products or just testing a product out to see if it's worth spending my hard-earned money on. Or maybe you're a gym chain or a fitness brand. I think that would be a great opportunity for an AI agent fitness coach. Again, here's something that can be pretty niche as far as what type of workouts or fitness coaches offer. Definitely personalized and unique, a unique set of offerings out there, or what type of classes you can take from fitness coaches. But imagine a fitness coach that could do a class or a workout just for you as the customer, but as the business, they can do that one-to-one fitness coaching automatically and autonomously to as many customers as you can put in front of them. And obviously the AI would be able to adjust the workouts dynamically based on the user's goals, based on the user's biometrics on that given day, and so on and so forth. More in the vein of AI-generated content, we talked a little bit about this in our hyper-personalization episode, but imagine a typical physical brick-and-mortar retail space that also has some digital augmented reality aspects to it, a combination of the physical and the digital, if you will. So like your physical stores with your products and everything are enhanced with AI-generated visuals or augmented reality, providing you with additional personalized information. So maybe if you're looking at a pair of shoes, get the specs and the details of that shoe right in your display. Maybe you're using the Orion glasses from Meta that we talked about in yesterday's episode. And of course, we can only hope that in this super artificial intelligent future, that whoever is building these experiences of or for virtual entities is doing so ethically and transparently. It's definitely been our position here on the AI Marketing Navigator that you should always disclose, or at least have your AI agents disclose to your prospects and customers, that they are in fact AI. I think this can be done in a fun, creative way that doesn't necessarily have to detract from your brand sentiment for employing or implementing AI agents or virtual entities in your future marketing, especially as they become more widely accepted. Okay, so I think that about does it for a quick little trip into the future, a little futurism exercise where we talk or imagine what the future of AI-generated content, specifically content in XR experiences and virtual entities, could look like. And I think that also does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.